Globalization. A. Alan Snell, 24, England. Globalization can be very beneficial for some people, but not for others. It has destroyed my community. There used to be 5 factories in this town, and they were the biggest source of employment for miles around. Then, one by one, they closed their doors here and moved to countries where it is cheaper to produce goods. As a business decision, it makes good sense. They can pay a worker in China or India less than £1 an hour instead of £7 an hour for a British worker. Once their products have been manufactured, they are shipped back to the UK and sold here. The factory owners make bigger profits and get richer, but the unemployed workers are left with no jobs and no future. There are many towns like that in the UK, not just mine. They are depressing places where the people have given up hope of ever living well. B. Bomani Traore, 38, Malawi.
Before the factory opened, we could barely survive. And it hurt me deeply to see my children hungry. My home had a small garden where my family grew some vegetables and kept a few chickens for eggs and a goat for milk. But it wasn't enough. Our lives were extremely difficult. Sometimes months would pass without any rain, and the plants would die. The village children didn't go to school because they had to work to help support their families. Without education, they couldn't improve their lives. It was an endless cycle of poverty for our people, until they were offered jobs in a nearby town. A foreign company opened a clothing factory there a few years ago. Now we are able to look after our families and send our children to school. We used to feel so bad about our lives, but now we are happy.
C. Emily McBride, 21, Scotland.
The best thing about globalisation is that it creates a global village that we're all a part of. I love feeling connected to the rest of the world in that way. Of course, a global village has a global culture instead of the old national cultural boundaries. For some people, this creates fears about losing their national identity and becoming something they're not. I understand how they feel, but I believe a global culture will lead to more tolerance and respect for other people and make the world a more peaceful place. Also, in a global village, we will be able to solve global environmental problems by discussions. Such problems include air or water pollution that is created in one country crossing into another, overfishing in the world's oceans, and climate change. If we all feel that we are on the same side, we can deal with problems together, and that makes me hopeful for the future.
D. Kasumi Ono, 75, Japan.
Personally, I feel threatened by globalization. I worry that Western culture will destroy our local customs and traditions. The spread of American culture in particular, with its TV shows, Hollywood movies, rap and hip-hop music, and food chains like McDonald's and KFC really worries me. Before American-style fast food caught on, people here in Japan used to eat more rice and vegetables, and a lot less red meat, bread, dairy products, and sugary food. These days, young Japanese seem only to eat rubbish, and it will affect their health very badly in the future. As for our traditional music, well, the young people are just not interested in it. They prefer to listen to songs sung in English, even if they can't understand the lyrics. Globalization is destroying the uniqueness of different lifestyles and cultures, and it makes me sad.